friends, and welcome to Let's Talk in English. Are you ready for some English fun today? Great, let's get started. My name is Anna, and I'm so happy to be here with you today. Our topic today is sports. The title of our lesson is The Big Race. The Big Race. Peter, have you run in a race before?
Sure. Yeah, I've run in a lot of races. You have to train hard, but it feels good to finish the race. Hi, friends. My name is Peter. Welcome to the show.
Great. So today is the second day of our sports lesson. So let's get started with our Read It. You can follow along with Peter right now.
Abby and Alex finished the race. The race raised money for the hospital. But Alex didn't warm up enough before the race. During the race, he had to rest on the sidewalk for a while. His hip and back hurt after the race. Alex recovered from the run, and now he will always warm up before running. Don't forget a water bottle.
Uh-oh. It sounds like we have some health problems in this lesson.
I agree. When you exercise, you need to take care of yourself so you don't get hurt.
That's right. Well, running is not really a dangerous sport. You just have to be smart and know how to run the right way.
That's right, Anna. So let's get started. Here's Christina with our keywords for today.
Abby 和 Alex 参加了为医院募款的赛跑。募款的动词就是 raise， 募款就是 raise money。为医院募款就是 they raised money for the hospital。医院就是 hospital。Alex 暖身做得不够，所以跑一下就累了，必须在旁边的人行道上休息一下。He had to rest on the sidewalk。人行道就是 sidewalk。跑完之后 ，Alex 觉得臀部很痛，臀部就是 hip。His hip hurt after the race。还好经过休息之后 ，Alex 的身体状况已经恢复了。动词恢复就是 recover。I'm glad he recovered very soon. Alex 现在身边带着水瓶，因为下班后他又要去跑步了。水瓶就是 a water bottle， 所以 bottle 就是瓶子。你可以说 a bottle of milk， 一瓶牛奶，或是 a bottle of wine， 一瓶酒。
So Alex, how was the race?
It was a good experience.But I had to walk the last kilometer of the race.
I'm sorry to hear that. What happened?
I didn't warm up well enough before the race. Then I got tired and had to rest on the sidewalk.
How do you feel now?
I'm sore. My right hip and my back really hurt.
Well, Abby and Alex finished the race, and now they're back. How did it go?
Alex didn't warm up enough before the race, so he had to rest on the sidewalk for a while. But what does it mean to warm up?
Warm up means to start to use your body slowly. Your body gets ready for the exercise.
That's right, and...Alex walked the last kilometer of the race. Let's go to Christina for more about this word, walk.
Alex 说他赛跑的时候最后一公里是用走的。I had to walk the last kilometer of the race. 我们过去用 walk 这个动词的时候多半是当不及物动词用。换句话说 ,walk 后面通常不会接受词。比如 let's walk faster, 或者 they walked for 2 hours yesterday. 这时候 walk 后面都没有直接加受词。今天 Alex 说 I had to walk the last kilometer of the race. 这里的 the last kilometer of the race 是 walk 的受词，所以 walk 也可以当及物动词的。比如说 ,he walks 3 miles every morning, 他每天早上走3英里路。或是 let me walk you to the door, 就表示我陪你走到门口。这些都是 walk 当及物动词的用法。
Thanks, Christina. Well, that's too bad that Alex had to walk. I'm sure he wanted to run the whole way. Maybe he didn't train enough before the race.
Yeah, maybe you're right. Training is important. If you don't train enough, you can't be able to finish well. You end up walking the last kilometer, like Alex.
Well, let's talk about this word, last. When we say the last kilometer of the race, that's the 15th kilometer. You use the word first and last like this. The last 5 minutes of class, the first hour of the movie.
That's right. After the race, Alex is sore. His right hip and his back really hurt. Here's my right hip, and here's my left hip. And here's Anna's back.
Hey, Peter, that hurt.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that.
Peter, I don't think you mean it.
No, I mean, I'm sorry to hear that is today's
calendar phrase.
I'm sorry to hear that.
I'm sorry to hear that.
听到这样我很难过。
Ouch! My toes hurt!
I'm sorry to hear that.
Ouch! My foot hurts!
I'm sorry to hear that.
Ouch! My leg hurts!
I'm sorry to hear that. Why do your toes, foot, and leg hurt?
You're sitting on them!
Oh, oops! I'm sorry. I'm sorry to hear that.
I'm sorry to hear that.
听到这样我很难过。
Well, we know that Alex had to rest on the sidewalk. What is a sidewalk? Well, it's the part of the road kind of by the houses where you can walk on it. The cars don't go on the sidewalk, just people and sometimes bicycles. Peter, do you have sidewalks by your house?
Sure, and always walk on the sidewalk. Okay, friends, it's time to move to conversation B.
Hey, Susie. I just read about the race in the news. The race raised a lot of money.
Great! What did it raise money for?
It raised money for the hospital. The money can buy things the hospital needs.
Hey, maybe next time we should all run.
Run a 15-kilometer race? No thanks. I'll just cheer for all of you at the finish line instead. Well, now Taylor and Susie are talking about the big race, but they're not talking about how Abby and Alex did or anyone else.
That's right. They are talking about how the race raised money. What does that phrase, raise money, mean?
Well, for many different things that are making money to give away to something good, it is called raising money. So, the race is earning money to give away. What did the race raise money for?
The race raised money for the hospital. Maybe the hospital needs some help. It sounds like it because they can use the money to buy the things that the hospital needs right now.
So, what is a hospital? Well, let's talk about it.
If you get hurt, where do you go? You go to the hospital. Anna, have you ever gone to the hospital?
Well, no, I have never been very hurt, but I have visited friends and family in the hospital.
Well, sometimes I go to see the doctor. I'm not sick, it's just good to see the doctor. I go to the hospital, and that's where I can get a checkup.
Wow, so the race raised money for the hospital. That's really cool. Everyone from the race helped the hospital. The runners can enjoy the race and raise money for something good at the same time.
Yeah. Have you ever done something like this before? Have you been a part of something to raise money? Talk about it with a friend.
Or can you think of something that you really care about? What is something that you can raise money for?
Everywhere has needs. That's a very good question.
So Susie thinks this race is a good idea, and now she wants to run a race to help other people.
Yeah, well, I think we're going to have more about this race right after the break. Friends, we're going to take a break. We'll be back. Don't go away.
Let's talk in English. 10 minutes every day. That's the way.
Welcome back to the show, everyone. Today we're talking about running and raising money for something good.
That's right. Many races raise money to help out. One time I ran a race that raised money to help people who have cancer. Friends, have you ever run a race like this before?
Wow, that's really great, Peter. Well, Abby and Alex helped raise money for the hospital. Okay, friends, we have one last part of our lesson today. Let's go to Conversation C to find out what happens next.
Hey, Alex. Are you feeling better?
Yes, I am. I've recovered from the race. Rest is really important.
And so is warming up.
I agree. Now I'll always warm up well before a run.
So why do you have a water bottle with you now?
I'm running after work.
You're going to run again? You don't quit, do you?
Alex is feeling better after the race now. He rested.
Rest is very important, especially for things that take a lot of hard work. I trained for a couple long races, kind of like this 15-kilometer race. And actually, rest is very important. It's part of the training. Your body needs to recover so it can grow stronger.
Recover. That's a word today. After you get sick, you need to recover from your sickness. Well, here's Christina to tell us more about this phrase, recover from something.
经过休息之后 ,Alex 说 ,I've recovered from the race, 表示我从比赛后的不舒服或者是腰酸背痛恢复过来了。片语 recover from something 就表示从疾病或者是异常的状态中恢复正常了。我们来看看例句。She has recovered from the cold. 她感冒已经好了。或是有人下飞机时有时差很难过不过现在正在恢复当中。He is recovering from the jet lag. 这里的 jet lag 就是时差。
Thanks, Christina. So, after the race, Alex was sore. His hip and his back hurt. But he is feeling better now. He recovered from the race.
Just like maybe you get a cold and you are starting to feel better. You can say that you are recovering from the cold.
So, are you feeling better, Anna?
What? No. I don't mean that I have a cold, Peter. I was just giving an example.
So what are you recovering from?
Nothing. I'm fine. I'm not sick, Peter.
Oh, okay. I understand. But wait, you were sick or are you sick?
Peter, you don't quit, do you?
Anna, why did you say, Peter, you don't quit, do you?
Because you keep asking me if I'm sick and you don't stop. So you don't quit, do you?
Nope, I guess not. I hope you recover soon, Anna. Well, friends, why does Susie ask Alex, you don't quit, do you?
Well, he just recovered from the race, and now he's running again.
Good job, Alex. Don't quit. Well, friends, we don't quit practicing English. Let's review our keywords together.
Here's our first keyword of the day. Raise. Raise. The school raised money for the program.
Hospital. Hospital. Where is the nearest hospital?
Sidewalk. Sidewalk. Don't ride your bike on the sidewalk.
Hip. Hip. She hit her hip when she fell.
Recover. Recover. Did you recover from being sick?
Bottle. Bottle. Bring a water bottle for the hike. Okay, friends, those are our keywords today. Make sure you practice at home. And now it's time to look back at today's conversations one more time.
So, Alex, how was the race?
It was a good experience. But I had to walk the last kilometer of the race.
I'm sorry to hear that. What happened?
I didn't warm up well enough before the race. Then I got tired and had to rest on the sidewalk.
How do you feel now?
I'm sore. My right hip and my back really hurt.
Hey, Susie. I just read about the race in the news. The race raised a lot of money.
Great. What did it raise money for?
It raised money for the hospital. The money can buy things the hospital needs.
Hey, maybe next time we should all run.
Run a 15-kilometer race? No, thanks. I'll just cheer for all of you at the finish line instead.
Hey, Alex. Are you feeling better?
Yes, I am. I've recovered from the race. Rest is really important.
And so is warming up.
I agree. Now I'll always warm up well before a run.
So why do you have a water bottle with you now?
I'm running after work.
You're going to run again? You don't quit, do you?
Ginger, are you okay? Ginger! Ginger! Ginger, what happened?
I ran the race.
Well, then what happened?
I ran.
And?
And I ran.
And?
And I ran. And I got really tired.
Oh, how long did you run?
Maybe 5 minutes.
5 minutes?
Yes. Where's my water bottle?
It's right there.
Oh,
okay. Here, take a drink.
Okay.
Maybe we need to go to the hospital.
No, the hospital. No, I'm not sick. Are you sick?
No, I'm not sick. You are.
No, I'm just hot and tired.
Well, you need to drink some water. Here.
Okay.
just 5 minutes.
5 long minutes.
You feel better?
Oh, it's such a beautiful day outside.
Rolf,
let's go.
But Polly, I'm studying. And so are you.
Well, I know, but we're always studying. Especially you. Let's go do something exciting. Hike in the beautiful mountains. Or ride our bikes around the city. Something exciting.
No thanks. You go, I'll stay.
Ralph, you never... I mean, you always... You should try... I mean...
You don't do exciting things, do you?
Who said that?
I did. I am Super Sentence Man, and your friend Polly would like to say...
You don't do exciting things, do you?
Excellent. The super sentence for today is... You don't do something, do you? Can you give me this sentence in another way, Polly?
I sure can, Super Sentence Man. You don't sleep much, do you?
You don't sleep much, do you? Great question. And the answer is, no, I'm always out giving people super sentences. Well, what about you, Ralph?
You don't read books, do you?
You don't read books, do you? A great sentence. Is that true, Polly?
I do read books. But I also enjoy beautiful days, and I know when to take a break.
those were some super sentences, and say it with me, friends. A super sentence every day will make your English great.
Now, Ralph, come on, let's go do something exciting. You have to stop studying.
You don't hear the word no very often, do you?
No, I don't. Now, come on. Let's go ride your bike.
Okay. I'm coming.
Friends, thank you so much for joining us today. Remember, don't quit practicing your English. And coming here to Let's Talk in English every day is a great way to keep practicing.
Yeah, that's right. Well, it's kind of like running a race. You have to practice every day and you will get better. Hey, I know a great way to practice. Find a friend. Kind of like Abby and Alex trained together for this race.
Friends, be sure to come back tomorrow for another great lesson right here on
Let's Talk in English.
Goodbye.